Anti-war groups in over 40 California coastal communities staged a synchronized rally Saturday along an 800-mile stretch of Highway 1 from the Oregon border all the way to San Diego. Despite intermittent rains and a moderate wind, 15 Santa Cruz residents stood for 2 hours on the Branca 40 overpass, facing the north and southbound lanes of Highway 1 traffic with their peace flags and banners. According to Louis LaFortune of the Santa Cruz Peace Coalition, the statewide highway action was simply about trying to bring attention to the anti-war message.
Well, we're trying to raise visibility. I mean, we're raising the issue, getting people to think about what's going on in Iraq with our dollars in our name.
In February 2003, in excess of 10 million people globally were in the streets protesting as the U.S. military was preparing to invade Iraq. While that didn't prevent the war, Anne Simonton of Women in Black says there's been valuable lessons learned.
What we've learned, basically, is that we have to continue. It's what we have to do, and we have to continue on every level. And so I was really happy to hear that they were organizing this one up and down the coast of Highway 1. These are the kinds of things that communities can get involved in across the country. And so we hope to inspire other communities and other states.
Jean Houston, also of Women in Black, held a sign in the wet weather to show others her opposition to the policies of war abroad and at home.
People have got to wake up and see what's going on in the world today, what's going on in America today. You know, we are losing our rights. I'm Japanese American. I was put in a concentration camp during the war. I know what can happen when these rights are usurped.
You guys, do me a favor and don't post any signs. You guys can hold them all you want. Just don't hang any signs from here.
Okay.
A total of four Santa Cruz police and two CHP officers showed up to ensure the protesters were in compliance with traffic laws.
Yeah. We're getting a good response, too.
Yes, you can attach it to a freeway overpass or any gates designed to protect for your protection and for the traffic below as well. Okay?
Near the end of the rally, and after several attempts to find a code violation, the officers determined the group was acting in accordance with their First Amendment rights.
This is a dog tag to commemorate my brother, Lance Corporal Joseph Boyd Spence. He died in the helicopter crash on the 26th of January.
Roger Spence came from Scotts Valley, not to cause trouble, he says, but to voice his frustration with the protesters' choice of venue to stage their rally.
So I'm just trying to say there's a better place to do this than a rainy freeway.
No, there certainly is.
We have people's attention.
Spence says the Iraq war was misconceived, but points to the recent elections there as proof the invasion was worth the costs.
I think if you ask any one of those Iraqis that was allowed to vote, they would say it was worth it. And I think that since the right thing was done, it was worth it, yeah. Every Marine over there that died signed a contract saying that he very well may have to lay down his life. That's what Marines do. That's what my brother did. He knew he could have died.
A Santa Cruz resident named Rebecca doesn't protest much, but says she is sick of how the U.S. bullies other countries in the name of democracy.
The American casualties are sad. It's you know, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters of people across the country, and that's terrible. We're also inflicting that type of violence on other people, particularly in Iraq, but in Afghanistan and all over the world. And I think that it's not done for an ideologically good reason. It's done for power and it's done for money. And I think it's obscene and it needs to stop.
Peace Coalition member Louis LaFortune supports a complete and immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq and calls the invasion illegitimate.
They're there illegally. The whole war was illegal. The occupation is illegal. The troops are being put in harm's way for the interest, for the profits of corporate America. Yeah, I would advocate bringing them home now. You know, the military brags that they can put a division on the ground anywhere in the world in 6 weeks. Well, then they can bring them home in 6 weeks.
Despite the poor weather and low turnout, Anne Simonton from Women in Black was pleased with the impact the group made.
I think that anytime any individual stands up, holds a sign, and says that they are for peace is a very positive step.
Local peace activists have decided to move their weekly vigil to the Branca 40 overpass and will meet there each Friday at 5 p.m. for similar demonstrations. Reporting in Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo.